It's Wednesday, March 24th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Slack lets you DM across companies. Google and Microsoft team up for a better web. And the FCC wants to hear from you. This is the Business of Tech. Slack is now letting users direct message each other. Slack Connect DMs allow users to privately message employees outside of their company. This is available today for paid users and will be rolled out to all teams, including free users, soon. The intention is to work with your customers and partners more easily across Slack groups. Beyond that, users and companies can create private business networks. Of note, each company controls its own privacy rules and data retention, as each company controls its own messages. A shared channel is actually two separately owned spaces glued together. Either side's admins can control their messages without touching the other side. Now, why do we care? So I have an affinity for Slack over Teams, and it comes down to being on my own. Teams is pretty awkward for those not inside an organization, says someone not on the inside of any organization. That's a sample set of one for sure. An interconnected network of companies where each can control their data, yet dynamically connect, is a pretty great promise. I've been making arguments that the value of IT services is at this business layer. You can see all the work here, applying those rules and policies, moving data into the systems, enabling, configuring, and using the various connected apps, all useful services offerings that customers will want and need. We're interested in what's happening at this layer of products for that reason. A new alliance with Google and Microsoft, joining with companies like Egalia and the broader web community. Why? To improve compatibility across web browsers. Called Compat 2021, the focus is on CSS Flexbox, CSS Grid, CSS Sticky Positioning, the CSS Aspect Ratio property, and CSS Transforms. CSS Flexbox is a very widely used feature, but it can cause images to be stretched incorrectly in different browsers. It was chosen because it's a top issue in the MDN Browser Compatibility Report for 2020, in addition to being the most widely used and known feature in the State of CSS report. Currently, 85% of browsers pass the test for the feature, and it appears in 75% of page loads on Chrome. The effort comes after a period of research, including surveys conducted by the Mozilla Developer Network and other sources of information, such as the State of CES and State of JS surveys, the most searched features on Can I Use, and test results from web platform tests, all playing a part to determine the areas of focus for this effort. So why do we care? For all the promise of the open web, we still struggle with this cross-compatibility. Like to see this actually delivered on for sure. Hidden here is the fact that Google and Microsoft are actually using the same core Chrome codebase for their browsers. It's pretty easy for them to align because of that. We need Mozilla and Apple to play ball too. So we care because we want it, and we're skeptical here because not all the players are at the table. I talk about broadband all the time. The FCC is now wondering what you think. They've launched a forum you can fill in to help the FCC understand problems. The forum they've posted is supposedly a first step to a more detailed and specific reporting tool. This broadband task force wants to hear from you. Now, why do we care? As much as I've talked about the new regulatory push on broadband, here's your chance to speak up for your community. Have areas poorly served? Have struggles with getting customers connected? You know the spots. It's hard to complain later when you ignore the opportunity now. I would expect this audience of IT services companies to have some of the best insights into communities where broadband is a problem. Go forth and comment. BVoIP, the cloud communications offering designed specifically for IT providers. BVoIP offers a complete unified communication suite, which can also be tightly integrated via Microsoft Teams. BVoIP delivers the modern workforce cutting-edge features, including contact center, integration to your business apps, and real-time visibility into your remote workers. You control the price with a unique hybrid model that avoids the complex dial tone taxation or compliance bullseye. Don't get stuck in a vendor relationship that works against you. BVoIP is channel only and the company that's here to support you. Find out more by visiting bvoip.com/mspradio. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you're interested in a little bit of fun, I'll be appearing with my Killing It co-hosts on the Tech Bar tomorrow, Thursday evening. Link in the show notes, as it's on YouTube. Talk to you again tomorrow.